For Monday, August 17th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome back to this, your daily devotion. This is Pastor Patrick. It is a new week that we start together in the written word of God. No better place to begin your week, your day, than right here. Glad that you're joining. Today we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Luke, specifically chapter 18. I want you to find verse 18 in chapter 18. And we're going to read a little bit about what Jesus says about the rich ruler. So again, that's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 22. Follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. And a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except for God alone. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother." And he said, "All of these I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing that you still lack: sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, "How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "Are You Discouraged in Devotion?" And this is what he wrote. The scripture says, "And when he heard this." Have you ever heard the master say a hard word? If you have not, I question whether you have heard him say anything. Jesus Christ says a great deal that we listen to but do not hear. When we do hear, his words are amazingly hard. Jesus did not seem in the least solicitous that this man should do what he told him. He made no attempt to keep him with him. He simply said, "Sell all you have and come, follow me." Our Lord never pleaded. He never cajoled. He never entrapped. He simply spoke the sternest words mortal ears have ever listened to, and then he left it alone. Have I ever heard Jesus say a hard word? Has he said something personally to me to which I have deliberately listened? Not something I can expound or say this and that about, but something I have heard him say to me. This man did understand what Jesus said. He heard it, and he sized up what it meant, and it broke his heart. He did not go away defiant. He went away sorrowful, thoroughly discouraged. He had come to Jesus full of the fire of earnest desire, and the word of Jesus simply froze him. Instead of producing an enthusiastic devotion, it produced a heartbreaking discouragement. And Jesus did not go after him. He let him go. Our Lord knows perfectly that when once his word is heard, it will bear fruit sooner or later. The terrible thing is that some of us prevent it bearing fruit in actual life. I wonder what we will say when we do make up our minds to be devoted to him on that particular point. One thing is certain: he will never cast anything up at us. Devotions like this often remind me of the choice that I, my wife Shannon, and our two boys made when we left our life in Alberta and moved out here to British Columbia to begin working in ministry full time. Is there something that a devotion like this reminds you of? Is there something that God has said to you, "Child, will you give this up and follow me?" What did you do? Did you hold faster? Were you like the rich man who went away sorrowful that you were going to have to give something up to get what it was that Jesus was offering? Or did you enthusiastically jump at the opportunity and say, yeah, forget that, I want what you have, Lord? It sounds like an easy decision, in theory, but in reality, it's a heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching decision that we have to make. See, we live in a very materialistic and carnal existence. The things that we can see, touch, smell, taste, hear, those things matter to us on an everyday basis. The key is that we need to battle and make Jesus what matters to us more than any of that other stuff. Because eventually Jesus will say, leave that, sell that, drop that, and follow me. And we want to be ready to do that. I hope that you have been challenged and encouraged in today's devotion. I just want to say thank you for joining me every morning as we dig into the Word of God and we read what Oswald Chambers discerned. And then, of course, we get to discern ourselves and hear what the Lord is saying to us in this moment. I hope that you'll join tomorrow again as we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, this time verse 23. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.